Then we turn our attention to both the myalgias and arthralgias, which we mentioned so that patients are aware of them when we start their therapy. And then we talk very specifically about the bone data. My impression of the bone data from the completed reported adjuvant therapy trials is that while it was known that aromatase inhibitors could affect bone density and osteoporotic fractures, there was not in those adjuvant trials a systematic, repeated search for bone loss and an attempt to treat that loss with calcium and bisphosphonates. We tell all our patients that we believe they should have baseline DEXA scans. We tell them that our intention will be to repeat their DEXA scans every 24 months, which is the recommendation of our osteoporosis experts. And then if we see T-scores on the DEXA scans that are more severe than a minus 2, we initiate therapy with bisphosphonates. Now, our strategy has been to offer the oral bisphosphonate of choice. And we tell the patient that we can work that out with their primary care physician, or we can select with them one of the oral bisphosphonates. Or we also have been successful in about half the patients of getting their insurance payers to pay for IV bisphosphonates, that is alendronate. And many patients like this because they don't have to then take a weekly or a daily oral bisphosphonate. They don't have to endure the GI side effects that occur with oral bisphosphonates. And where we can get it paid for, the IV bisphosphonate has been very well received by the patients. We also have some data from our practice with Adam Brufsky's ZFAST study showing that the initiation of zoledronic acid at the start of aromatase inhibitor therapy can actually prevent the bone loss that does occur with aromatase inhibitors. Now, the data are not mature enough yet to have data about fractures, but we certainly know that based on the DEXA scan data, the early initiation of bisphosphonate therapy at the time of initiation of aromatase inhibitors can prevent the bone loss. So for us, Neil, the bone issue is one we talk about, but it doesn't dissuade us from using aromatase inhibitors, even in our elderly population, 65 and older, who are probably the bulk of the users of the aromatase inhibitors.
When you do use IV bisphosphonates, alendronate, how often do you use it?
Well, that's an interesting question, and the exact answer for that is not yet in. There will be data available comparing 6-monthly to 12-monthly zoledronate. Our approach in these patients has been to use it every 6 months at this point, but we're awaiting the data to see whether every 12 months is sufficient.